Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has accused Israel of summarily executing Palestinians. He lashed out at Israel for its continued occupation and arrest campaign in the occupied territories. Abbas added that Palestinians are living in harsh conditions due to what he described as Israel's intolerable and unacceptable actions. He said the settler crimes and Israeli aggression have prompted Palestinian youth to respond. Abbas added that frustration and despair has, in fact, driven Palestinian youths to carry out attacks against Israelis. The Palestinian president once again accused Tel Aviv of trying to alter the identity and status quo of Jerusalem al-Quds. Joining us now from Ramallah is Saeed Nimr. He's a professor of political science with the Bir Zayt University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Nimr. Now, how accurate is President Mahmoud Abbas when he describes Israel as summarily executing Palestinians?
Good evening. As a matter of fact, what Mr. Mahmoud Abbas said is absolutely accurate regarding the Israelis. The Israelis are absolutely now doing a huge aggression against the Palestinian people in general. They are killing without questioning on the roads, killing outside the courts for any reason. And most of the time, there is absolutely no reason to do so, and especially with the unleashing the settlers also to do the same. All that are affecting the Palestinians in general, and Palestinians are afraid even to move around in the streets. Every day we have incidents, and all the time the Israeli are ready with their story that he tried either to stab an Israeli or he tried to run over Israelis. But in most of the cases, it is just killing outside the law, and it's just killing for revenge, and it's just killing because they can do it, and nobody is going to ask them. So we believe that we are in a very tough times today. Palestinians are, on the one hand, are going on with their intifada, but yet at the same time, the Israeli aggression is unprecedented, and it is very harsh against the Palestinians today.
Well, speaking of the Israeli aggression, now we do know that Israel has approved even more settlements to be constructed on Palestinian land. A wall is to be erected as well, just like the separation barrier that the International Court of Justice has deemed as illegal. Now, the pressure on Palestinians is increasing day by day. Do you think that the world has stepped up to its responsibility to speak up for the Palestinian cause?
No, not yet, I'm afraid. Yes, the Palestinians are under pressure, and it's quite obvious in the last visit of the foreign minister of the United States, Kerry, coming to the West Bank and meeting with President Abbas. And before coming to Ramallah, he was stating that Palestinians should stop all action of violence, and he considered what the Palestinians are doing is an act of terrorism. And he says that Israel have the right to defend itself. So this is part of the pressure. Definitely, Palestinians are under pressure. On the one hand by the Israelis' aggression, and on the other hand by some of the countries like the United States and other countries who are thinking that the Palestinians should stop all kind of violence and to return back to the negotiations. To what extent the international community are helping today or doing something, I believe it's too little so far. We would like to thank the EU, for instance, for their last decision on marking the products coming from the settlements, but yet at the same time, this is far too little move in order to stand by the Palestinian or to stand by their own standard of human rights, let me say. So I think that the world up till this moment is not taking measures, and these measures should be expressed quite clearly by a boycott to Israel and by pressurizing Israel to the extent that they stop all aggression against the Palestinians and to stop building the settlements and to stop all kind of to stop the occupation basically. But the Israeli don't care. They think they are above the law, and as far as the United States is backing them and helping them always, they have no problem in exceeding with all their measures and to go on against the international law and to violate all human rights and international law as well.